Liu Tiebin, Beijing, Feasible Seed Companies.
First of all, Mr. Tiebin, your Chinese delegation here at the ASTA meeting, American Seed Trade Association, why are y'all here and what do you hope to accomplish here in the U.S. at this meeting?
We have a big delegation here today. We would like to do the exchange with American seed companies in terms of the technology and the business. And we are here to meet the U.S. side to find opportunities because, well, the development of Chinese market, it only have like 20 to 30 years. Where for the veg seed area, we're not really developed. So we're here to find cooperation here.
Obviously, there's cultural differences and different ways of doing business between your culture and the American culture. In terms of challenges, what do you see as the biggest challenge to meet your needs and seed technology advancement? What are the challenges in your mind that need to be overcome?
The main obstacle, this obstacle, right? Regulation, the law, the seed law in China.
Well, the main obstacles is the regulation. Well, the differences between the regulations or laws, the seed area, that will be the most difficulty obstacles we meet here. Because and another one is the intelligent right protection. And for the U.S. side, it has well developed for several years. For China, it's really a new market. We haven't got a very complete law or regulation system. So for me, I see it's fast, but not in good order.
Future collaboration. We're going to have a U.S. delegation coming to Beijing later this year, I understand. You might tell us a little about what y'all hope to do when our delegation goes over to China.
Well, we hope to develop the cooperation relationship with U.S. seed companies. So from production, processing, and research from each area, because we are familiar with the Chinese market, and the U.S. side, they have good varieties and high technologies, so we would like to do a collaboration. I'm from the Vegetable Seed Subcommittee, China National Seed Association, and we have more than 120 members for our association for the West Seed area, and most of them are private companies, private seed companies. They take the most part of the market. So as the rule for us, we like to organize the Chinese delegation to U.S. and at the same time, we also welcome the U.S. delegations to visit us and to contact, do the business contact with us. We would like to be the bridge for the Sino-U.S.
It reminds me of one other question. The comment that was made in the meeting this morning talking about the 2011 in 2011, the Chinese government changed the rules to allow private enterprise to lead seed development as opposed to government leading seed development.
This is a new regulation, new trend about the R&D, research and development of the vegetable seed. 10 or 20 years ago, the mainly research and development is run for by the government and the investment by the government. But later on, will be investment by the private company. Yeah.
So they realized, I guess, that in order, because of the global nature of seed development and the need for collaboration, that in order to succeed for your people's needs, you had to go with private enterprise to make those deals with other companies outside of China.
The private to private is very easy to cooperate.
Okay.
The same regulation.